Hi, everybody. We have 20 minutes left before February 23rd, 2019 comes to an end and the 24th begins. So this is when I'm recording. But whatever time of day you're listening, the morning after, the afternoon after, or the evening after, my name is Deanie. I'm the host of the Deanie Truths podcast, which you are listening to right now. Thank you so much for listening to today. So last night's episode was a little weird, considering that I explained that my room where I podcast got soaked and moldy in one part of the area. There was a water leak that we're still trying to find. So right now we've been fanning out the moldy, wet areas, and then we're going to have to replace a drywall and get new carpet. And I don't know how long that will take. But as of right now, I can record on the computer, so I can actually do a strength episode today. But before we get into that, I wanted to just let everybody know that worst case scenario, I may have to just start doing the podcasts on the phone until everything starts settling down and then I can use the computer again. But hopefully that won't be long. And, you know, the beautiful thing about technology is you can always do podcasts on your phone. That's why I love Anchor so much. You'll be hearing from the Anchor advertiser pretty soon. Should be halfway through the show once we get to the halfway point. But in the meantime, let me tell you everything that's been going on so far. I actually, since the last time I talked to you, which was about 2 days ago, my stomach is shrinking. And I noticed it this morning when I was in the shower. I was like, wait a minute, this isn't as heavy as I used to think it was. And now I'm realizing there's other parts of me that are shrinking as well. Not my height, but just parts of my body. Like I'm feeling lighter. I feel like I'm shrinking. I just lost 2.5% body fat in 1 day. I mean, that's something. I mean, the weight still remained the same, but the body fat was going down. So the muscle is staying and the fat's going down every single day. And I'm like, whoa, what the? This is amazing. This is awesome. And I usually weigh myself after I use the bathroom, because they always say you weigh yourself after you take all of the water out of your system, because you don't want to be weighing yourself when there's water weight, because that's not an accurate reading. And I've been telling everybody about it. I showed a before and after picture to my friend Nina, and she went, holy cow, I can't believe how much weight you lost. And she's still flabbergasted by it. She's like, I can't believe how much weight you lost. That's amazing. I think she's jealous that she can't keep up. We've been having a little competition, seeing that, you know, we've been trying to, whenever she can. I mean, she doesn't have it a lot. I mean, she has it a lot tougher than I do. I mean, I get to work out twice a day. She's lucky if she can get in one. But that's because she's definitely busy. I mean, I'm busy as well. But, you know, it's just our schedules are a lot different. And, you know, there's often times when she can't do it. And that hinders her. So, but I still cheer for her every single day. I told my friend Vin, my best friend Vin, and he was, you know, he's like, he's always like, I'm proud of you, dude. He's like my husband. We've known each other for like 14 years. And so, I mean, everything feels great. Everything feels amazing. Everything feels good right now, but that's just right now. I want to feel a lot better, so I'm going to keep doing it. I'm not going to stop just because I feel like it. When I reach 30, I'm like 4 pounds away from losing 30. Once I reach the 30 point, I'm going to celebrate. Probably indulge myself in some pizza. I haven't had pizza in a while. But other than that, I went to a hockey game today with my good friend Carly, who was one of my former coworkers. So she and I went down to a hockey game and we watched hockey together. And I was telling her about all this stuff because we haven't seen each other in like 6 months. So we were catching up with each other. And, you know, she's like, man, that's great. And while we were there, we were also talking about one of my strengths. And I'll talk about this epiphany that I've been having over the course of the past few weeks. But, you know, this is important for me. This one is about being logical and being reasonable. It's just one of my very, very big strong points. I'd say it's something that I really would put as like one of my top ones. Probably because, you know, this practically saved me from going down a path I didn't want to go down. So what I mean by that is, for the longest time, I've always been making decisions for other people because I thought it was the right thing to do. It was the emotional thing to do. I never once listened to the truth. I never rationalized the truth. I never thought about the truth. And I never thought about the truths about myself. But one day, for the longest time, this was like 11 years ago, but for the longest time, it was like for 17 years, I've been in a rut and I couldn't figure out what was wrong. Like, I've been doing things for other people. I've not been doing things for myself. And then one day, I had an epiphany. And I thought about it real, real hard. And I said, you know, all this stuff that you're doing is not making you feel good. You're doing things for other people while it's helping them, and while they may feel gratified by the stuff you're doing, you're putting yourself in the dark. Because they've always told you that being selfish is terrible. Like, you can never do anything selfish. But then one day I said, I have to. Because this is what's going to make me realize what my ideals are really healthy or not. Are they going to be propelling me forward in 5 years? I'm always somebody that says, my ideology has to change every 5 to 10 years. I can't be stuck with the same ideologies because the world is progressing and I need to progress along with it. I need to be on the same level. If I can't, then I'm going to be falling behind, and that's going to put me in a very bad place. And I don't want to be like that. And I don't want to be around people that are like that either. Because, you know, they're always going to drag you back and they're not going to be beneficial for you. And I'll talk about that in a second as well. But I've always had an ideology in my head, and it was a very emotional ideology. It wasn't something that I decided for myself. It was just an emotional decision because they led me into something that I thought was going to be beneficial for me, but it turned out to be beneficial for them. So I did that for 3 years, and I felt crushed. I didn't feel good. And then one day I had an epiphany, and I said, and I was watching some YouTube videos, and I watched somebody say, you know what will make your life better? Thinking rationally about the ideas you have and the things that you decide to adopt. That will make your life better. And I thought about that real, real hard. And I thought, do these ideas that I have, are they making me happy? Are they making me feel like I need to deserve to be here? And the answer was no. And once I had that epiphany, I started crying. Because the ideal that I had for the longest time, I realized was not the right one. And it was an emotional one too. So once you unleash that emotional ideology and it goes away, and then you start believing in something else that's more beneficial for you, of course, it's going to feel like, oh, I wasted most of my life with this. But then I had another epiphany. And I thought about this too. I said, okay, so you realized it early on. Good for you. Now it's time for you to go out there and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the life that you have, because you're not going to have another one. And at that time, it also made me realize that even if I have this one life and I'm going to enjoy it. Let me start that again. If I feel that this is my only life and I don't have any others, then I have to not only treat myself better, but I have to treat other people better too. And the way that I was going to treat other people better is I was going to treat people better my way. I was not going to do it for the sake of, like, I have to do this because it's necessary. I'm doing this because I want to. And then I started doing it on an individual basis. Like, as I got older, I started appreciating people a lot more, and I saw the good in them. And so I decided that I was going to be somebody that was going to try to be a valuable friend, whatever it may be. It could be I could be your best friend. If you need something, I'm there for you. If I have to give you the shirt off my back, I will. If I have to love you and you can't love yourself, then I will. And I realized that, you know, I had to value my friends a lot more, and I did. And the more people that came into my life, the more I started valuing them. And I think people are seeing that now. The friends that I'm having now, I think they're realizing that as I'm going through this. And it feels great for them because they're realizing just how great of a person I am. Those are their words, not mine. But they are just like, I'm just amazed by the improvements you're making. I'm amazed that, you know, you're always there for me whenever I needed somebody to talk to, when I couldn't talk to anybody else. You know, you're always been somebody that's a good person to be a support for. And I was like, I appreciate that, you know, because, you know, that's always something that I've always said, like, I need to be somebody that can be there for somebody when they need it. And so that helps me a lot because that's part of my rationale. If I'm going to enjoy my life, then I got to at least be good to the people around me so that I don't think that I've wasted the journey of my life, because the end result is not important. It's how you get there. That's a quote that I will hold with me for the rest of my life. It's not the end result. It's how you get there. So I want to make sure that I do good before I die, because if I don't, then this life has been wasted. But if I do good and then I leave behind a legacy and then everybody remembers what Deany did for people, then that's the legacy I'm going to leave behind. You know, my grandfather always used to tell me that I was the one kid in the family that was going to be something. I don't know what he saw in me, but compared to all my other cousins and all my other my siblings and the rest of my family, he saw something. I don't know what it was, but he knew that there was a part of him inside me. I think he must have saw that, that he didn't see in my father. I don't know. But I felt that that was the case. And because of that, it made me think about that. I mean, and I always thought to myself, well, what did he see in me that I didn't see in myself? And I think he saw the good in me. I think he saw that there was going to be a lot of benefits that I was going to bring to people. And I think that because my grandfather always used to do that for people. I mean, in the Army, he was like the Army chef. He always gave soldiers food. When he retired, he would always be helping out people in the residencies. He would be helping all the men, all the women. He was an entertainer. He entertained people through his music. I mean, he was a very prideful man. And I respected that and I loved him for it. And he taught me some great lessons because of it. And a lot of that rationale comes from me using my rationale to, you know, carry on some of it, but at the same time doing it my way. And the way that I do things is a lot different than what my grandfather did things. I mean, it's gotten, because of technology, you can pretty much chat with anybody. And I've been using social media to reach out to anybody that wants my help or needs somebody. So I used that rationale and that logic made me realize that I want to do this because I feel I not only does it feel good for me, but it also feels good for them. Because they at least know that there's somebody that's looking out for them that does care about them. And a lot of times some people will say, well, I don't deserve you as a friend because, you know, I've gone through shit and yet you still appreciate everything that I go through, even if it's a mistake. That's just the type of person that I am. If you make mistakes, I don't care. We all do. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to be here for you. I'm here to be your friend. Because God knows we need a lot more friends. You know, sometimes we feel like we don't have any. Even if we're in a relationship, a lot of times we feel lonely. And I don't know why that is. You know, usually you would think if you found love, then everything's hunky-dory. But no, I find that when people find love, they're still lonely. And a lot of times they just need somebody else that they can't go to. So that's one part of the rationale that I brought in. It's like, be good to the people around you. So I'm always good to my friends. And I'm always good to the people that I know that are going to try to do something with their lives. And I, you know, that's one of the things that I appreciate about Nina, and what she appreciates about me is like, we're on the same weight loss journey. She was like, you know, I really like the fact that you're trying to lose weight. That's what got me interested. and knowing who you were. And, you know, as I'm learning more about you, it's like, it's just, it's amazing stuff. You know, Vin's always my best friend, Vin. He's always been by my side because, I don't know, I think, you know, he's somebody that, you know, has always been around for a long time, but it's because I think he sees something in me too. And he's one of those guys that's not really a leader. He likes to be a follower. And I think he thinks he knows that I'm going to be leading people. And, you know, he wants to be there for me as, like, my second in command, almost, like my right-hand man. If I ever was a member of the Mafia, he would be my right-hand man when I'm the Godfather. I've always said that. And he was like, yep, I'm going to be your bodyguard. And anybody tries to kill you, I'm going to fight for you. And, you know, Vin can fight. He's a fighter. He could punch. So that's for the friendship. Now, when it comes to rational thinking, when it comes to, like, actual values, some of the things that may really make me stronger, and I think this is something that I wish the majority of people out there would do, is realizing that the reasoning and the ideas that you have, a lot of times they change over the course of time because we as humans, we evolve. And because we evolve, we can't keep the same ideas all the time. Some of the core ones that are necessary for life, yes. But there are some that when we come along the way and the whole environment around us changes, then we need to change along with it. And a lot of times that's positive because this is what I feel about progressivism. Progressivism is something where I feel that is very beneficial for the majority of the popularity of the world because we need to progress every single day. Science tells us that. But a lot of times we're so afraid because we have emotional thinking and our ego kicks in. And that's what prevents us from progressing is that fear of the unknown, the fear of change. And that's something that, you know, I struggle with too. I mean, I a lot of these changes that I'm making right now, these are very tough for me. When I was changing my workout routine, that was difficult. When I was deciding whether or not that, you know, if I should do a show like this and talk about my emotions and talk about what I'm going through and would people really care to listen, that was scary to think about. But I did them because I know I had to, because I need to change. I need to get better and I need to progress. I can't be the same scared little Joey anymore. I need to be Deanie. I need to, you know, Deanie is the definition of what I consider to be the better version of myself. And every single day, there is going to be a better version of me. And it's going to be a better person than yesterday. And I have a whole episode dedicated to that. So that's the rational thinking is that, you know, we need to look at the things surrounding us and say, okay, is that scientifically factual? Do we need to change that? And if the answer is yes, then we need to. If there's something that's a cultural thing that definitely needs to change because the majority of the people surrounding us are saying, yes, this is something that we need to change, then we need to do it. If there's something that a majority of us are saying that we need to think about more, then maybe we should. Because if the majority are saying that, then there's a clear answer in that. And I think about this all the time. And a lot of times, because I'm so focused on finding the truth about things, that was one of the flaws I was talking about, is that I avoid other people's emotions in the process. Because I'm so focused on the truth that I ignore what people are really thinking. And that's something that I decided that I need to explain more often when I'm trying to explain to people exactly what my thinking is. And I'm trying to put it on, I'm trying to explain it in a way that will, not explain it in a way that would make them understand. I don't want to insult anybody's intelligence, but I'll explain it. And if they still have trouble, then I'll try to symbolize it. But if not, then, you know, that's generally what I'm trying to do. And I feel like people are appreciating that more. And because of that, it's a benefit for me. Not only is it a benefit, but here's another benefit. these little epiphanies that I have. A lot of times when I'm sitting down and I close my eyes and I'm really digging deep and I'm trying to find that better person inside of me, the Deanie inside of me, that's my rational side coming out and saying, what is the reason why you're feeling this right now? And I had this epiphany today, and it made me realize that when there's something that I can't control, I start getting stressed out. And when I finally thought that, the epiphany came. And I said, why am I letting myself get stressed over something that I can't control? If I can't control it, I got to go with the flow until I'm able to get through it. It's just a roadblock for right now, but I can get through this. I shouldn't be stressed out over it. And once that happened, my mind cleared. I'm like, oh my God, this makes so total sense right now. This makes so much sense. And I was like, why was I so stupid not to think of that earlier? And then I remember the Deanie inside of me saying, you can't blame yourself for that. You're not a perfect human being. None of us are. But I'm glad you figured it out. And then I had another epiphany where I talked about this during the first strength, and I said, and the Deanie inside of me was saying, you know, don't worry about other people, what they're doing with their lives. Focus on yours. Try to show everybody who you are, because this is your goal. Your goal is to show everybody who you are. They want to know who Deanie is. You tell them who Deanie is. You need to tell everybody who Deanie is, because they're going to love you, they're going to value you, they're going to respect you, they're going to love you for who you are. And eventually that's going to get you on a bigger platform, and everybody's going to see exactly who you are. And when that happens, I think you'll be okay. But just keep moving, and don't worry about the future, just focus on right now. And when that rational side of me kept telling me this, I felt calmer. And I felt more in line about my thinking, and I felt more confident. And that's why I'm going working out twice a day, because I firmly believe in these things. Except today, I only had to work out once today because I didn't want to work out before the hockey game, because I wanted to make sure that I didn't go overboard, and I was like, oh man, I feel bad. So I did it after the hockey game. So I did it before I recorded. So as soon as I got home from the gym, I came back down and I recorded this. And that's because I feel confident doing it. You know, I'm sick and tired of having to worry about what other people are doing with their lives and how I'm not keeping up with them. I'm sick of that. I want to focus on me. And the only way that I can focus on me, and I know that this strength for me is really important, because if I'm thinking too emotionally, I'm not going to get anywhere. It's good to balance the emotions, but it's important for me to stick to my rationale. Because it's what's going to keep me going, and it's what's going to keep me helping others around me. Because I have friends that really do care about me just as much as I care about them, and I'm trying to do a lot for them. Even if they don't give it back, I'm still trying to give to them more than I'm trying to receive. Because I know eventually it's going to come. I'll give you a good example of what I mean by that. So when I went to see Carly today, she picked me up and she's like, thanks for thinking about me. Thanks for staying in touch with me. Thanks for willing to still hang out with me, even after it's been 6 months. Because she told me she hadn't really hung out with anybody since the last time we actually hung out. So she was very thankful that I was one of the few people out there that was still thinking about her as a friend. So I know that's going to have benefits, because one day I'm going to have a friend of mine who I've been talking to, and I'm praising them, and I'm telling them how much I care and I love them. And then one day they're going to be in a rut. And then one day they're going to call me and they're going to say, I'm in a rut. I need to have somebody talk to me right now. And I'm there. That's what the rationale does. It makes me appreciate everything else around me. Me, myself, my friends, my family, the strangers around me. I don't feel a malice of hate, and I'm not trying to be successful to prove somebody else wrong. That just creates more hate. I'm doing this so I can show everybody who I am and what I can bring to people, because that shows love and that shows progression. Because one day I will be comfortable enough giving advice. I just don't feel like people want to hear that right now. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people do want to hear what type of advice I have, because maybe there's some value into what I have to say. So I have to be comfortable enough knowing that people are not going to accept it. That's probably one of the reasons why I don't like to do it, because I'm afraid people are going to be like, well, that's a stupid thing to add, because I'm always thinking of the negative. So the rationale has to tell me, no, just say it. And if people don't like it, they don't like it. If they do like it, that's great. Just keep saying. Just keep saying your advice and keep saying the things that you believe are the beneficials of life and how to be successful at them. Not everybody's going to take it. Not everybody's going to receive it. But some will, or most will, depending on how well you give it. So that's me. That's everything that I have to say. And I feel very good about this one. This episode was really good. I feel like I really needed to talk it out. You know, I'm really happy that I decided to do this, because ever since I started doing this show, I've been getting a lot better. And I've been having people listen, and I think they're realizing how great it is that they've met me. Because when I say that I'm Dini and I bring magic to people's lives, that's generally what I want to do. I want to bring magic to people's lives. That's my number one goal. And however that magic is, whether it brings a good thing to their life, whether it brings joy, whether it brings love, whether it brings anything that's positive, I want to try to do. But I also want to be realistic. So I don't want to focus too much. I want to try to balance it between there's the positive things and then there's the negative things. Because I really think we do need to dig deep down into what the negatives about us are so that we can improve for the future. Because if we ignore those, they're going to keep haunting us. And we don't need emotional scars. The last thing I think we ever need is emotional scars. And I think the last thing also we ever need is to try to heal those up with things that are not really beneficial. They're just placebos. And I want to talk about that more too, because I feel like that's something that a majority of us do and we don't even realize it. But guys, one other thing I wanted to say before we ended the show today is I've started to learn to cry again. And this is not because I'm sad. It's because I've been reading that crying is actually a very beneficial thing for when it comes to clearing your mind and for you to release the toxins inside of you. I found out that it's really good after a workout because it helps you release all the stress that your body's been putting on. And I've been feeling a lot calmer and less stressed after I did it. So I've been learning to not cry on command. I can't turn it on and off like a faucet. If I could, I would be a good actor. If I was ever gonna have that superpower, I would want to use it for comedy purposes, because I've always been a comedian deep in heart, and I always wanted to play like a comedic villain, like a vaude villain from like the 1920s. I always wanted to do that, and if I could turn the waterworks on and off, I think I would be great in those roles, and I think I would make people laugh doing them. But in all seriousness, the crying has been really helping, because I've been taking time to do that, and I feel less stressed. I feel more clear. That I feel like everything is leaving my, like all the bad stuff is leaving my body. So I'm making sure that I have time during the day to do that, especially when I'm trying to meditate, because I think that's been beneficial for me. But I hope you guys have been enjoying this episode. I hope you've been enjoying these little numbers that I'm doing here with these strength things. I'm going to keep improving every single day. So I'm not going to I'm going to have my days. I'm not going to try to be a perfect person, but I'm at least going to try to bring magic to everybody. And whether that's good magic or bad magic, I'm going to try to give as much good magic as can and not let the bad magic get in. So I'm going to make sure that I don't go too overboard. And I don't think I have so far, but I think I'm going to have down moments. But I feel confident right now that those down moments are going to be very rare. But I will be there for that. So next time I'm going to talk about charisma. That will be the next thing that I do. And I don't know, maybe that's something too that people see in me that I haven't talked about yet. But maybe I'll go more into that, and maybe I'll try to dissect them, like why people think I'm charismatic. But that's one of my strengths, so I'll talk about that. And we'll get more into that tomorrow. So thank you everybody for listening. If you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate me 5 stars, leave a review. I'd love to hear what you guys think. If you happen to be listening on Anchor, leave me a voice message. Tell me what you think of the show. If you're listening on Spotify, good for you. I mean, Anchor just was bought out by Spotify, so we're getting better stuff for us. By the time this rolls around, it will be technically the February 24th. So you'll probably be getting 2 episodes in one day on a Sunday of all days. So all my links are in the description box below for all my social media pages and the podcasting platforms as well. Instagram, Twitter, all of those. So I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day, morning, afternoon, evening, whenever. Arrivederci, everybody.